Tonight is the big race. It's the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race, and it is the 60th annual. And we're now pleased to welcome Senior VP of Marketing for Bristol Motor Speedway, Jeff Ulrich. Jeff, welcome to the Food City Lead Lap.
Hey, thank you for having me. That was a heck of an intro. Very excited about the race tonight, and I look forward to talking with you guys.
Yeah, man, and we're Callie. Always, and Callie, that's right, guys and girls. Callie knows her way around there. She was Miss Food City back about 4 or 5 years ago, so she always misses that when it comes to be Bristol race.
Yeah, I'm just a has-been, but I know you guys are having a party down there at Bristol, having a lot of fun.
That's the rumor. Yeah, these fans know how to do it. You know, we just have to give them a place to park, and they seem to be able to make the excitement happen with or without us.
Yeah, you guys got kicked off there in a doubleheader Thursday night. Had a rookie take both of those races. Great way to kick off the race week.
I'm floored that a 17-year-old kid, I have an 18-year-old son, and I know what he can do, but, man, winning two races on one day in Bristol – Sam Mayer, I mean, remember that name, and that's going to be one to remember. This kid's, he did it, and that was a heck of a night.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, we were talking, Chris Quorum here, good to talk to you. We were talking about Sam earlier, and to get out of a truck and an ARCA car, get into an ARCA car, win both shows, I mean, that's very Kyle Busch-esque, if you will, and anybody that's watched Sam Mayer's career over the last couple of years knows that he's got a little Earnhardt Sr. in him. He's not afraid to root you out of the way in order to win a car race. So I'm with you. Listen to that. Remember that name here in the future, because I believe he's definitely an up-and-comer. Jeff, tell us a little bit about maybe the atmosphere there. I know it's a sold-out show. 30,000 tickets were available. 30,000 fans will be there. Tell us about the atmosphere up there, because I know generally, especially for the night race, it's electric.
Yeah, it is. And, Jerry Caldwell and the team we have here are going to ramp it up. You know, we've been dealing with all the COVID protocols, and we take that very seriously. But this will be obviously the biggest sporting event since the pandemic started in March. And we're very excited to have it at Bristol Motor Speedway. The safety protocols are intense. The fans get it. We are having a pre-race concert tonight, the best driver intros in all of motorsports. And then, you know, we're going to, you know, as Michael Buffer always says, get ready to rumble and let these guys fight it out in the playoff race, the cutoff race for the playoffs. And you got big names that have to step up tonight and make it. And, you know, DiBenedetto's great here. Byron's great here. And Blaney's, you know, kind of issuing a warning to people that, you know, you better get out of his way tonight, because he's got to win to advance. So, you know, you add all of that together, and as, you know, Callie knows and you guys know, these fans are here. They're excited. We had fans last night at the Xfinity race. That's the first time NASCAR's been able to do that since the pandemic. It's electric, you know. I mean, everywhere you go, it's great to see people around the area, and we couldn't be more excited and proud to be their host tonight.
We're live with Senior VP of Marketing for Bristol Motor Speedway, Jeff Ulrich. Jeff, talk to us. I know there's been a little bit of conversations about the PJ1 or the traction compound. Maybe because of weather, you guys didn't use it on Thursday, but you had a limited amount down last night. What can we expect for tonight's race?
Everything that I've seen, you know, from the truck race, which did not have the PJ1, you know, it looked like the guys – really got around the track great. Same for the ARCA race. The NASCAR teams and Steve Swift, who is our head of operations, will make the call about how much they apply based on what they've seen over the weekend. And, you know, they seem to always make the right call. So I haven't heard what the decision's going to be tonight, but I think regardless of having the PJ1, it's going to be aggressive. You know, you're going to have to root some people out of the way to move up and get track position quickly. And I think regardless of what we do with the PJ1, the racing is going to be electric, and it has been all year.
Well, and Jeff, from what I've seen over the past three races in the last couple of nights is the, and what I'm hearing is the Bristol of old. I mean, yesterday, or actually last night, the Xfinity race was pretty much pinned on the bottom, and you had to be ready to apply the bump and run to pass someone. Now, the night before, there was a little bit of a middle groove. I think we saw Sam Mayer use that to his advantage, especially in the ARCA race. So I think it's going to be very interesting with the unknown of do they apply PJ1, do they not, how much. And I think that's really going to be a variable as to how the race unfolds. And, man, I'm pumped up about tonight. I think it's going to be great.
Me too. I went down in the stands last night, was looking at our new bar that we built along the backstretch. So if you're going to be here, stop by and check that out. But I was down there looking at that, and it is like the Bristol of old. You're 100% right. The fans are pointing to the right. They're pointing to the left. There's action everywhere. And that's what it's always been like here. When you got to be here live to follow all the different battles on the track and the bumping and banging. And it's so exciting. And, I look forward to the same thing tonight.
Jeff, are there certain areas as far as the seating capacity? I know you guys have got almost 160-something thousand seats with all the skyboxes and all those things. Last night, I kind of scanned the crowd on TV as the Food City 300 was running. I couldn't tell. Are you guys spreading them out all the way around the bowl? Are there certain areas that are shut off? Or how are you actually determining who goes where?
It's a jigsaw puzzle. So our fans are amazing. They've really trusted us. But what we have to do is when, you order your seats in a certain price level, what we do is we look at your group and we look at what we have in that price level, and then we place you in this section. If you've had seats before, we try and put you as close to your previous seats that we can. But we're working on spacing these folks out. So we're going to use every seat we can and put people as safely as we can in this venue. We're promoting the mask up campaign like everybody in this region is. So fans will be asked to wear their masks. They're going to get temperature checked. But we feel like we have a great plan for spacing them out. The state of Tennessee approved it. We had a great trial run with the All-Star race to make sure that we could do things right. And if you were here for that, you had plenty of room around you. I sat in the stands with my family, felt very safe with my wife. And our ticketing people are amazing. I've been down in the ticket office all morning, and fans are calling in, and they're excited about the race, but they know we got their best interest at heart, mm-hmm. and we're going to put them in a very safe environment tonight so they can enjoy, all the stuff you guys keep talking about, which gets me excited.
Yeah, I love to hear that, and to hear that you feel safe enough to go and sit in the stands with your family is really reassuring to me. I think if we're taking these precautions and moving slowly back to normal, I think if we do take the precautions that we've been told to take, we'll be back to normal quicker. So love that there's mask enforcing, love that we're spreading people out, but also allowing fans in. So I want to commend you guys for that one. What is the difference in atmosphere like there? I'm used to a Bristol packed with fans, no masks 4 years ago. So does it feel different to you sitting in the stands? I mean, I would imagine it would, but still having fans there is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it is different. I don't know what happened to Jelloville last night, what was going on, but obviously we can't have the types of parties we're used to allowing the fans to have, and that we have, with the bands and the late night atmosphere. And then when you get into the track, we've got dedicated gate entry times. We're trying to keep people spaced out in concession stands and such. So it's different, but I think tonight will be as close to normal as we've been, as we continue to do exactly what you said, Kelly, and just keep working on safely doing this, having the protocols in place, following them, meeting after every race, revising our protocols, and doing everything we can to keep fans safe. And we monitor that. We have a lot of surveys we'll be doing after the race to make sure we understand what the fans are telling us about their experience. but we'll continue to ramp it up. And I think you'll see some things tonight that'll make you go, yeah, Bristol's back.
Well, and Jeff, I've got to say this, and I say this every week on the show. I mean, kudos to you, everyone in NASCAR. Philip Fulmer, even in his press conference about the University of Tennessee football, thanked their friends at Bristol for giving them a good model with the All-Star race of how to accurately space fans out and have fans at an event. This will be the biggest fan event since the pandemic began. And I said through the meat of March and April, I said, racing and auto racing will be the first ones back, and I truly believe that, because in my heart I believe that people in motorsports are the most resilient, most creative, most cooperative people, and I'm just so excited to see 30,000 fans at Bristol tonight.
We are too, and we take it very seriously, these safety protocols. We communicate with a lot of different sports leagues. I know that the Southeastern Conference had a lot of people here for the All-Star race. You know, we're sports fans too. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, Tennessee can have fans in the stands and do that safely. And we keep, you know, I'm a big Auburn fan. I want to go to games. I want a lot of people there, and we want to do this right so that we set a precedent that others can follow. And our fans are, you hit it right on the head, they are the best. I mean, we've gone to full digital tickets. Other leagues have struggled with that in the past, and our fans picked it up no problem. And they've got their phones with their tickets on it, and they're coming in and getting their temperatures checked. They're wearing their mask. They're spaced out. They're patient with us. They come in on the times that we ask them to come in. They leave on the times we ask them to leave. They're a huge factor in what's making this work for everybody in the world of sports, and we're very blessed to have motorsports fans like we have.
We're talking to Jeff Ulrich. He's the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Bristol Motor Speedway. Jeff, you and I share a sponsor, actually several sponsors together, but the main sponsor is Food City. Being in VP of Marketing, we couldn't have a better sponsor, title sponsor of the Food City Lead Lap, and I know you guys feel the same way about your Food City friends up there.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm heading over there in a minute. I've got a lot of friends personally coming in for the race tonight. I'll be heading to Food City shortly to stock up the RV for them so they can have fun while I'm working. But Food City's amazing. If you haven't been to Bristol and seen the things they do for the fans, and you walk in their stores and they're ready for you, they've got, you know, these stores stocked to the gills for these race fans. The great prices, great food. You know, I'm looking forward to going to the deli and getting some chicken for my lunch today. And they're the best people. We're very fortunate. We work with the biggest brands in our company in the world. And Food City just somehow seems to be that, you know, it's so true to who they are and their brand and our fans. It's just a perfect marriage.
Yeah, I think I'd definitely call them the model sponsor if everybody could be as cooperative and as humble and as genuine as Food City is. I think it would be a lot easier out there doing what you guys do. Speaking of partners, you guys got any new partners that you'd like to talk about this year?
Yeah, let me think here. I mean, you hit on a couple of good ones that we've had. You know, one of the great things is when we get a partner, especially here at Bristol, they tend to stay. You hit on UNOH earlier. Food City is one of the longest running sponsorships in NASCAR, which is great. Coca-Cola. So we have all the great brands that everybody's familiar with. And then, you know, we do have a lot of people, you know, starting to ramp up their sponsorships around the track. A couple that I would, you know, they come to mind. Prime Sport has been a part of the sport for a long time. They put together very nice travel packages for folks, and their business was hurt, but they're starting to ramp that up. And Bristol's a national destination for fans, so they do a great job of putting together these travel packages so people can come in and experience the city, the nightlife, the things to do. So Prime Sport would probably be one of the ones that was a big player in the sport that's come back in a big way for us.
Speaking of that, I know we'd be amiss if we didn't mention Bush's Beans, one of our local partners here, mm-hmm. and also a huge corporate community partner here in the Knoxville area. I know we share those guys, too.
Yes, they're wonderful people. They've been I got to believe they're going on about 10 years here now. The Bush's Beans is a great group of people, great company, great values. And I think that's one of the keys that you hit on with Food City, the values of these brands and these companies and their desire to participate and engage with the fans is very sincere, and the fans get it, and they reward these sponsors with their loyalty. And I'm sure it's the same for your show as well.
Yeah, I think the most loyal sponsor in any sport is your NASCAR fans, and I know I am. Bush's Beans is terrific. Their product is great, and we joke about Food City, going to Food City. If you see me in another grocery store, I've got lost because I joke, Jeff, that I'm contractually obligated to go to Food City, but actually I would go nowhere but Food City. Those guys are great. The family's great, and just everyone there that we've ever dealt with is just fantastic people. So, again, looking forward to the race.
Meeting we get to have with them.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the race. I can't wait till 7:30 when we get fired up at Bristol Speedway tonight.
Yeah, you guys had a little.
You got me fired up.
I know, Jeff. Here, this will get you fired up. Stay with us just a minute. I think we've got a we ripped something off of the BMS Twitter account, and we've talked about what we think about Bristol, but here is just a short clip, and we'll come back to you, and we'll talk about what the drivers think about racing at Bristol. Sam, do we have that clip? Let's do it.
Pretty dang awesome.
Pretty scary.
All right, Bristol Motor Speedway was already insane, and now it's part of the playoffs. This is going to be perfect.
Hope for Lady Luck's on your side.
Yeah, I'm glad it's in it. I'm glad it's in there. I think it belongs.
Ups the intensity of what the playoffs mean.
Bristol in the NASCAR playoffs is going to be huge.
I think Bristol coming to the NASCAR playoffs is going to be interesting. I think it's one of the most difficult tracks that we go to. We love going there. It's, you know, under the lights, it's beating and banging, and it's a place that everybody wants to race at.
Just the history behind it, the short track atmosphere, under the lights. It's a great move.
Definitely a lot of pressure going into that.
I think it'll be a great addition to bring Bristol into the playoffs. It's one of our marquee racetracks. Marquee Races is the night race at Bristol, and now it gets the stage and spotlight it deserves in the playoffs.
I'm excited about it. Bristol's my favorite track. Love Bristol, love the racing there. So putting in the playoffs, I am good with.
Anytime as a race car driver you get on a track like Bristol, it's A-okay, baby.
It's Bristol, baby.
It's Bristol, baby. That's BMS's Twitter account. Thanks for letting us rip that off. We are sitting down with Jeff Ulrich, Senior VP of Marketing at Bristol. If that doesn't get you excited, Jeff, coming from the drivers, I don't know what will.
Yeah, if you're ready to get the flavor of the race going, they're live streaming right now. The haulers loading in. That's got me excited. Sherry Pollux was on our Instagram channel just a few minutes ago live. Drew Bedard and the marketing team here are always working aggressively on their social media to get great content to the fans. So, tune in on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. A lot of great content there, and I think the driver summed it up really well. And you know, I always love Mark Martin's quote about this being like flying a jet inside a gymnasium. That's what it's always looks like to me when I get here and ready for 7:30 tonight, and hope all the fans get here and safely have a great safe experience and get home safely so we can keep doing this stuff and having them at all the great Speedway Motorsports tracks.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your partnership with the Food City Lead Lap. This will be our 23rd year. We're signing off today. We're giving away our time slot to UT football. So I guess if you got to move over for something, that's probably a pretty big deal around here. So they'll be tuning in next Saturday, and this will be the last of the Lead Lap. But we'll be back for year 24 in Daytona. And I understand it's the 60th annual NRA Bass Pro Shops Night Race tonight. 60 years is hard to believe. What a heritage.
No doubt about it. And congratulations to you guys on 23 years, going on 24 in the radio business. That's quite a feat. And that's tells you how great you guys are at what you do, and we appreciate what you do for Bristol Motor Speedway.
Well, we appreciate that, too, and we'll give you one other chance to leave anything with the listeners that you want, and then I'm going to put you on the spot. I want you to close it out with your best, It's Bristol, Baby.
Oh, wow. I think just, you know, what I'll kind of hit on a second ago, we want everybody to get here safely, drive safe, you know, go to Food City, stock up on the way in, grab some Coca-Cola products, some Powerade products, some Busch beer. They're a great partner in the sport. And then, you know, follow all the safety protocols. We've got people at every gate ready to help you with your digital tickets if you have any issue. Enjoy the race. Take it in. You know, we never knew what it was like to have sports taken away from us and when we couldn't go. And you know, we're proud to be back at Bristol. So have a great time. Enjoy the race. Enjoy your friends, your family. And then, you know, get home safe. That would be the biggest thing so we can keep, as Kelly said, keep doing this. And it's Bristol, baby. We're
that's pretty good.
Right.
All right, man. Well, good luck tonight. It looks like you're going to get some decent weather. And you guys stay safe up the road. And we look forward to the time that we can all pile back in there with no mask and just be race fans again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day. I know you guys are super busy, and we really appreciate you taking time to come on with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great time. Thank you, Chris and Callie. Have a great day, everybody. And 7:30 tonight, NBCSN. We'll be watching and enjoying the festivities here at Bristol.
Thanks, Sounds Jeff. Great. Let's race.
That's race. That's right. That's Jeff Ulrich. He is joining us live from Bristol Motor Speedway. Thanks for taking some time. What a great partner. Our partner in the Bristol or Bus promotion with Bush's Beans and Food City. We appreciate Jeff and just take the time to come out during a busy race day, Chris Corum. We both know how busy race days are, and give us a little time and give our listeners a little time. So we certainly thank him for that.